Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into something pretty cool today. It's a case study about a company called Shoreline Fruit and their partnership with this fulfillment company called eFulfillment Service. They just call it EFS though.
I see, catchy.
Right. So Shoreline Fruit, get this, is the biggest tart cherry grower
Wow.
in all of North America.
Okay, so they're the top dog, huh?
The absolute top, yeah. And they've been around for a while, but their growth has been, well, pretty incredible, especially after they teamed up with EFS. That's kind of what makes this so interesting.
Partnerships can be powerful for sure.
Totally. But before we get into all that, let's, set the stage a bit. So Shoreline Fruit, they're based in Traverse City, Michigan. Cherry capital of the U.S., basically.
Oh, makes sense.
Right. And they're not just growing these cherries, they're doing everything.
What do you mean?
Like, they're a grower-owned cooperative, which is already kind of unique, but then they're also vertically integrated, meaning they handle every single step.
From the farm to the store shelf?
Pretty much. They pit the cherries, freeze them, and then they make all these products.
Yeah.
Dried cherries, tart cherry concentrate, ready-to-drink juice.
Juice from tart
Oh
cherries.
yeah, it's a thing. And it's pretty good.
Huh. I'll have to try
You
that.
should. And get this, they even make chocolate-covered cherries and tart cherry powder. Like for supplements. So their product line is crazy diverse.
That's really impressive. Covers all the bases.
They really do. But here's the thing. As awesome as all that is, it started causing some serious growing pains.
Yeah, I can imagine. When you're handling everything in-house, expansion can get tricky.
Exactly. So they wanted to do more direct-to-consumer sales, like online and stuff. And they also wanted to get into big national retailers. But they hit a wall.
What kind of wall?
Space mainly, and labor. They just didn't have the physical room or the workforce to handle all those orders and the shipping and everything.
A classic scaling problem happens all the time. Businesses are ready to grow, but the logistics just aren't there.
It's such a crucial piece of the puzzle, Ran.
Absolutely. You can have the best product in the world, but if you can't get it to your customers efficiently and reliably, you're sunk.
100%. So back to Shoreline Fruit. They knew they needed help, and that's where EFS comes in.
Okay, so this is where the partnership kicks in.
Yep. So EFS, they're a third-party logistics provider, 3PL, if you're in the biz.
I've heard the term.
So they swooped in with these warehousing and kitting solutions, basically taking a huge logistical load off Shoreline Fruit's shoulders.
So they're handling the storage, the packing, the shipping, all that.
All of it. And here's the cool part. Both Shoreline Fruit and EFS, they're both based in Michigan.
Also, it's a local connection.
Right, which wasn't some strategic mastermind plan or anything. It just kind of happened that way. But it turned out to be a huge advantage.
I can see how that would streamline things.
Big time. Reduced transportation costs, quicker turnaround times, and I think it allowed for a closer, more collaborative relationship too.
Local synergy.
Exactly. Everyone wins. The companies, their customers, even the local Michigan economy gets a boost.
So, what were the actual results, like in terms of numbers?
Oh, get this. Since partnering with EFS, Shoreline Fruit has seen double-digit sales growth every single year.
Wow, that's significant.
Right. And like maybe even more important than the sales numbers, their customer satisfaction scores. Through the roof, they hit an all-time high.
That's a testament to how smooth the fulfillment process became.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how great your product is if people have a bad experience getting it.
You're absolutely right. Customer experience is everything these days.
Yeah. So what's next for Shoreline? They're planning on expanding their product line even further, and they're super confident that EFS can handle it. It's kind of amazing how this partnership totally unlocked their potential.
It really shows the power of finding the right partner, especially for things like logistics. And I think there's a bigger lesson here, too. It's about thinking outside the box, looking for those local connections, and not being afraid to delegate. Because when you find the right fit, it can really catapult your business forward.
Love it. So for all you listeners out there, as you think about your own businesses, your own endeavors, whatever you're passionate about, consider this. Where could a strategic partnership take you? Are there hidden opportunities right in your own backyard waiting to be discovered? Something to chew on, right?
Definitely. Food for thought.
Until next time.
See ya.